present a study about testing for repeated community infection. My name is Fuji Su, and this the study is a collaboration between CDC and the three universities. And I'd like to thank my co-authors listed here and many others who help us with the study at the three sites. The background for this study is, as you know, repeated community infection is very common, and the repeat infection may be associated with increased risk for long-term sequelae, such as PID and infertility. CDC guidelines recommend rescreening for all women about 3 months after initial treatment. However, we know the compliance with repeat testing is low, and the need for a clinic visit and for pelvic exam may be believed to contribute to the low compliance with the recommendation. Our study objective is to evaluate whether or not we can use home-based self-collected vaginal swabs to increase the risk screening for chlamydia. The study population of women with positive tests for chlamydia and treated for chlamydia. And we did two parallel trials, and one in the SCD clinic and one in the family planning clinic, following the same protocol. And today I'm going to present the data focused on the SCD clinic, and I'm going to give a preliminary result from the SCD family planning clinics. The study design is a multi-site randomized trial to compare the rate of risk screening between the two groups. We randomly assign women to the home group and the clinic group. For women assigned to the home group, they would receive a specimen collection kit by mail and collect a vaginal swab at home and mail it back. For women assigned to the clinic group, we're going to make a clinic appointment for them. The women was either recruited in person or by phone. The rescreening is scheduled at the 3 months following the prior treatment. We made up to two reminder calls for women assigned to either both groups. The first reminder call was scheduled about 2 weeks before the scheduled screening, which is calculated about 90 days after treatment. If the women did not get tested within 2 weeks following the first call, we try to make the second call. We assumed that the women assigned to the clinic group will be screened at 25% or lower, and the percentage of women screened in the home group will be higher than that. This is just to show you the mailer. We sent it to women assigned to the home group. On the right, you can see the three packaging, and that is meeting the United States Post Service's standards and requirements for shipping diagnostic specimens. In the mailer, we provided women instructions on how to collect the vaginal swab and how to package and mail the specimen. We used the Optima test, which is the only FDA-cleared vaginal swab test. Women assigned to the home group, they only need to collect one specimen, vaginal specimen, and mail it directly back to our study laboratory in New Orleans. For women assigned to the home group, we collected two vaginal swabs. One is mailed back to the study laboratory using by the post. Post services, and another is by FedEx. And in St. Louis, we also collected endocervical swab. This is the result. For the SCD clinic alone, we enrolled 877 participants. The study started in October 2004 and ended in August 2007. Due to Hurricane Katrina, we have to exclude it 69 participants because the follow-up cannot be optimized. And for this analysis, we included 808 participants, 407 in the home group, and 401 in the clinic group. As expected, the two groups has a comparable demographics by age and education level. And overall, the average age is 22, around 22. About 85% is have a high school or above education, and 93% of the participants are African Americans, and 77% are working or in school, and over 90% were single. This is my first slide about rescreening rates. Overall, 31.9% of the women assigned to the home group were tested, compared to 25.4% in the clinic group. The difference was statistically significant. We defined in our protocol that testing rescreening was defined in testing within 4 weeks of the scheduled rescreening. The rate is 21% in the home group and compared with 15.5% in the clinic group. Again, the difference was statistically significant. We see a consistent result between the sites, even though the rescreening rate varies by the site. When we analyze the rescreening rates by demographic variables, we see two groups that is the difference is significant. One is in women of 22 years of age and older, and another group is women who had high school education or above. So you see that the rate was different in those two groups. The reminder call made a huge difference here. You see, among those, we reached them by the remind them at the rescreening. 55.4% in the home group get tested, and compared to 47.3% in those in the clinic group. For those we could not reach 3 months later, and the rate of testing was pretty low. And 26 women decide not to continue with our study. And in addition, for 52 participants, we have the reminder call form is missing or incomplete. And we know some of those women actually received the call, but we just don't have a documentation for the call. Overall, the test positivity rate is comparable between the two groups. You can see it's pretty high in both groups. And when you look at it by size, they are both very high, but the rates are comparable between the two groups. It looks like most women returned the swab soon after they collect the swab, and the overall, the interval between reported swab collection date and the date the swab was received in our lab is 8 days. I also want to share with you the results from the family planning clinic. This is a preliminary data because the trial enrollment continued through December 2007. We're just finishing up the follow-up of this trial. The result is pretty exciting, I think. You can see the testing rate is a 30% differences between the two arms, 48% in the home group and 28% in the clinic group. And also interesting is that among those reached by the reminder call, 71% in the home group and 53% in the clinic group get tested. And the bad news is that even in the family planning clinic, when we test them, the positivity rate is still pretty high, 14% in the home group and 12% in the clinic group. In conclusion, we think home-based self-collected vaginal swab clearly provide women an alternative to clinic-based rescreening for chlamydia. Differences by study site in the was significant, but for the ICD clinic is not as high as we expected. But in the family planning clinic, we see 30% differences. We think if possible, we should allow women to choose between options, and that may increase the overall compliance with rescreening. One problem is currently the vaginal swab test is not FDA cleared for use in clinic setting only, and our data indicate a role for home-based specimen collection. Also, we want to conclude that a reminder call is the key to increase rescreening. For both groups, and without a reminder call, the rescreening rate was really low. But how, you know, the problem for that is that a high proportion of participants could not be reached by phone. So we think other contact methods should be explored, you know, such as emails and other things should be explored for to remind people about race screening. Okay, that's all I want to say. You have start dancing yet. That's good. Okay. We did actually have a sub-study to look at the cost, and I think we don't have all the data yet, but basically the mailing cost for the mail the test kit to the women is pretty low. It's like under $4 to get send the mailer to the women. But so to compare to the cost of in clinic and home test, we think it's going to be much lower. But we don't know exactly what the numbers is. It's like a 70% reduction or 85%. We don't have the number yet. But we do have the data collected to make that comparison. No, the question is, did we provide any incentive for participants? The answer is no, we didn't provide any participant. But this is, in a sense, a selected group because the women already consented into a study. So that may be a selected group in that regard. And also, we tried to make two reminder calls. And for each reminder call, it's like we asked the study coordinator to try to make three to five attempts a different time of the day and to try to call the participants. So I think the reminder call is a huge deal here.
Did you get feedback on how sustainable that felt to the staff?
I think making up to two reminder calls is really costly. And as you can imagine, there can be I don't know how many clinics can do that, but if you could afford to do that, I think it's really a important to increase the rescreening.
Wendy?
Okay, the question is the confidentiality about sending the specimen collection kit to the patient's home. We did struggle with that question. Actually, we gave people alternative choice and wanted to send it to an address they feel comfortable with. Another is like their friend's house instead of their own home. Another option is the patients can actually come to the clinic to pick up the collection kit if they want to. But those options are rarely used. So I guess the patients still feel comfortable to receive this at their home. But at the time we call them to remind them about the testing, we also try to assess that issue, whether they feel comfortable to receive this the collection kit in the mail in the home. Okay, I guess.